In today's episode, we discuss who we would have in our brorgy. We discuss making Grindr accounts for our future children. We talk about our future robot apocalypse and which gays on the most eligible bachelor's list we would sext. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Snervous, a documentary you can watch on iTunes or a bunch of other places, I'm sure, all over the internet, that is all about me and Corey and YouTube and the Slumber Party Tour, and it basically gives you a behind-the-scenes look of our lives and what we're up to when we're not doing the podcast. So if you're ever curious about that, you can go watch that. It's on Google Play, it's on iTunes, and it just might be in some other places that I can't say yet because I can't confirm that yet. It's all over the internet. Go watch it. You can find it anywhere where you can watch movies, and it might be on your TV too, on demand. So go watch that. Love ya. Thank you, Snervous, for sponsoring this week's episode. Corey, are you on Snapchat?
Are we doing a new
episode?
I think we're recording.
Are we recording? Yeah. Corey, are you on Snapchat? I'm giving you a chance to promote yourself.
Oh my God, I am, but I don't even know what my Snapchat name is.
Are you for real right now?
I think so.
Mine is Snap Tyler Oakley, and I'm going to snap right now, and you guys are going to see it in hindsight. Well, you'll have seen it already because this episode will go up. Listen, Corey, wave at the camera.
How do you even know what your Snapchat name is?
I don't know. Corey, I'm Snapchatting. This is a video. Say hi.
Hi.
So if you are watching this, you'll see it in an upcoming Psychobabble episode. If you're listening now, this is an old Snapchat.
This is weird.
Whoa, that is very meta, I think.
So I think my Snapchat is Corbin Coolio, but I should probably change that. It seems like garbage.
Well, everything about you is
fresh. If you want to find my Snapchat, you should go to my Instagram, follow me there, and then scroll through and find the picture that I did that thing where you do the thing.
Anywho's all. Hi!
I was recently talking to friends who were like, they're like, oh man, I was really big
Which
in
friends?
Snapchat.
Which friends?
There's like my straight bro friends.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
My straight bro friends.
Okay, do I know these people?
I'm not naming names.
Do I know them?
Yes.
Straight and bro. Is it your actual brother?
No, oh. No. But we were just like chilling, having some
drinks. Hey, I like your brother.
Thank you. Tweet him. Tweet at him.
Can I say his name?
Jordan?
Oh, I was going to say Jordy. If you're listening, I think you're a really great guy. And you're slower than me when we were running, so I'm happy about that.
I'm very distracted.
What were you talking about? What straight people?
Straight people.
Oh, should we do a straight people Queens episode?
We should.
Let's examine straight.
I was hanging out with these straight bros who were like checking out girls, and I think it was in a nice way. It wasn't like didn't seem like
well,
too.
Everybody checks out.
They weren't like hooting and hollering or anything. But okay. Then they were like, oh, like asking me like which female celebrities I think are pretty, and then they were like telling me about their like man crushes, and I was like, do straight guys really talk about their man crushes?
Yeah, that's how they like.
It felt like the start of like
one of those
porn, like a porn video,
one of those pornographies.
Suddenly you're being gangbanged by all of your straight friends.
Who, you or the like the anybody you?
Well,
me?
You anybody?
Me? When was the last time? Never mind.
That I was gangbanged. No, I was gonna say I was so.
I hate that just the person who's getting gangbanged gets to say they were gangbanged. Can't any participant say
everyone
that
else
they
would have to say I was in a gangbang.
I was gangbanging. I was being a gangbanger.
Yeah. What number do you consider an orgy?
I was just having this conversation. 4 is a foursome, 5 is an orgy.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm glad we agree. So what are you up to later? I was very distracted.
So, oh my God, Corey's trying were you trying to have a foursome or an orgy with me?
A bro orgy.
A brorgy?
When you have an orgy with your bros, it's a brorgy.
A brorgy.
Hashtag brorgy.
Hey, who would you want to be a part of your brorgy?
Like straight?
Tag who? 5? You get. It's kind of like the game where you pick who you want to be in your
updated. Where it's
updated,
like, go through the alphabetical and whoever's the first letter.
No, it's
I
like
I never know that game. Kid, what games is that?
What they're doing. I'm talking about.
I'm always their K.
This is basically the guy version of who would you want in your updated Lady Marmalade. Which 5 guys would you want in your brorgy?
Like a bro-orgy. 5 straight guys or just like
and they can be
guys.
People you don't want to fuck too.
What about like my like five male celeb crushes?
Well, okay.
Fine, I'd pick like Adam Levine.
Boring.
Jason Derulo.
Boring. I'm not saying boring people, but I'm just saying you're boring because you're all predictable. Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you're not boring.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, now what? Who's in the brogy now?
It's not me.
B-R-O-R-G-Y.
Can I come?
No.
But it's just for bros. It's not like we're going to hook up. No. I just want to hang out with you guys.
Can I tell you why I was distracted now?
Why are you?
I posted that thing about being on Outs. Most eligible bachelor.
Can people still vote by the time this episode's up?
I don't know.
You might be able to vote. You might not be able to vote. You'll be able to see. Hey, wait, what are we talking about? When the list was first announced, Adam Lambert has like half of the votes.
He always wins.
Every year. I mean, not to say he's always single.
What are his friends called?
But every year when he's on.
The Glamberts?
The Glamberts.
First of all, they don't even check to see if you're single or dating.
I know.
They just look to see if you have a ring on it.
I do gotta say.
Half these people have boyfriends.
And we know that. So a lot of people don't. But we're looking at those lists and we're like, wait, honey, half of these gays are dating
each other. I'm like, she's effing her and she's in her brorgy.
She's in her brorgy.
And she likes to be gangbanged while in her brorgy.
Oh, God.
Now, do you feel bad for anyone with zero votes?
Why? Is that me or you?
I'm going to vote once
daily. You know, can you vote once daily? Is it once daily or what is
it? Can you set up, what's that app? It's like, if this, then that. Can you set that up to vote for yourself?
I don't know what that means. Hey, you know what? I will say, I do kind of treat it like Tinder. I'm like swiping through being like, okay, maybe this will work.
Well, you're like pulling up all their Twitters.
Literally, they should link. They should link to their Twitter.
They linked my Instagram, which is my most followed platform. If you guys want to go check out cute pics of me.
Shut up. I read an article about, I believe, Ryan O'Connell. Are you familiar?
Nope.
He's a gay.
Wow.
He wrote a book called I'm Special and Other Lies Millennials Tell Themselves or something. I think that's the title. Ryan O'Connell, I'm Special. His book was pretty good. It was funny. It's called I'm Special and Other Lies We Tell Ourselves. The cover of it I love. Anyway, he wrote an article about, and I could be completely making this up or thinking about the wrong person, so great. He wrote an article about how he saw one of these most eligible lists, saw somebody he thought was cute in it, reached out to them because he saw them on the list and they realized that they were eligible, and said, "Hi, I'm Ryan." And then they started messaging, and now they're dating, and now they're in a relationship.
Whoa.
So I'm like, well, hey, what's stopping me?
So this is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
You should get in there.
If I were single.
You should – we could spend the whole 30 minutes of me going through all 100 people and you telling me whether you'd F them or not.
Would you rather be single or have unlimited Pringles?
I think when you're single, you do have unlimited Pringles, which is really the conundrum for me.
Would you rather have unlimited Pringles or write a chart-topping jingle?
No. It's would you rather have unlimited Pringles or would you rather have unlimited shingles?
Wait, what's shingles?
You've never seen a shingles commercial? Old people get it. If you've had chicken pox, the virus is already in your system.
What are you talking about?
Shingles.
Like on top of a roof.
No. There's a disease.
Then what is on my roof?
Those are shingles too, but probably not in LA. Okay. LA, we have those like ceramic tiles kind
of. Now, would you rather
have shingles
or constant dingleberries?
Google shingles disease right now.
I'd rather not.
I'll show you.
Don't show me. Is that Justin Bieber promo? I'll show you.
Oh my God.
Did you like that album?
It's described as a painful rash with blisters.
Oh my God. I saw a commercial for that.
Oh, so now she knows.
He was in an office and he was embarrassed about his shingles.
Now, the one guy had it on his eye.
Oh, me,
I've never met anyone who's had shingles.
Would you rather be? Hey, who sings I'd Rather Be, that song?
Jess Glynn?
I just saw her
Clean
perform.
Clean Bandit?
I just saw Jess Glynn perform. At that Out HRC gala. Talk about another most eligible gay bachelors thing. It was gays upon days. What are you about to say?
I Googled I'd rather be, and these are just wonderful Google suggestions that came up. The first one is, I'd rather be with my dog.
Me.
The second one, I'd rather be a hammer than a nail.
Hey, that's a song.
Is it?
I think I sang that in fifth grade.
And then the third one was, I'd rather be baking.
I'd rather be a hammer than a nail.
You're singing that to the Lord. I've never seen a diamond.
Well, then maybe Lord stole that from my fifth grade recital.
Lord knows she's been around
that
long.
Lord knows. Yeah, she's 45.
She's 76.
She must be 46 by now.
She's 78 at least.
You're thinking of how many trombones there are.
99 red balloons.
Oh, no. Hey, my nephew loves the German version of that.
Luft balloons.
He lufts it.
Which nephew? Can Aiden. I name names?
Aiden.
Oh.
Babe's AIDS.
Whoa.
That's what we call Aiden. Hey, ever since Aiden was born, he's my nephew.
You're right. Since he was born, he was your nephew.
No. I'm clarifying who Aiden is. We would always call him Babe's AIDS, but it's almost a touchy subject because it's like a HIV.
Have I known you longer than Aiden's been alive?
Yes.
He just had his birthday. How old did he turn?
9.
Oh, no. He's got us
Maybe.
Beat. He was born just before we met.
Here's the thing about children.
Oh, my God.
No, because...
Here's the thing about children. They need to be seen, not heard.
I agree with that. If you're listening, children... I don't think I could ever tell the age of a child. It could be 3. It could be 12.
I agree with that. For me, it goes from 2 to suddenly they're like 7.
I don't know the difference.
What does a 3-year-old look
like? When do they start talking? When do they crawl? When do they stop shitting themselves?
How many teeth
do they have? How many teeth?
Do they carry hot sauce in their purse? Mm. And why do they have fake cell phones?
Hey, well, they all got real cell phones now. These children are entitled.
When would you give your child a cell phone?
Fucking never.
That's me.
Yeah. If you're my kid.
16.
Here's what you're getting.
You're getting a locked
iPhone with only Grindr. That's the only thing you can have on your phone. Because I want you to learn gay culture stat.
My child is going to have, I was going to say, a phone when they get their car. So let's hope the law doesn't
change. That's what I had to have.
That's what I got. Look at me.
But I did not. I only had an emergency phone. So it had 20 minutes on it.
I feel like you went through a lot of minutes playing Snake.
I really did. Snake 2.
I feel like that was our friendship. You playing Snake
on the
phone.
Well, you know, back when we first met, I had my brick phone. It was the W490.
I had a Nextel. I remember remember before texting? You probably don't.
My dad had a Nextel, and he acted like he was some type of hot bachelor when he had it.
Nextels were so cool. He was like walkie-talkie your friends. Chirp.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
So since we live so close to each other, why don't we have walkie-talkies?
Why don't we have those cans with a string?
Okay, well...
Why not?
Logistically?
I can get on the roof of
my
apartment.
You have roof access. I do not have roof access. Ugh. Actually, I don't know if I have roof access. I've never gone upstairs.
We could actually, nowadays, you could fly a drone.
What do you mean, nowadays? Hey, I just got a drone.
You did?
I gave it to Babe's AIDS.
God.
Mailed it on over, and his dad's all like...
When? Does it count for his birthday?
I think I mailed it 2 years ago. So when I say I just got a drone, I mean I got it 2 years ago. Yeah. I already mailed it to
the did you see that video of that hawk snatching that drone out of the air?
Yes, I love it.
One of my college professors that I'm friends with.
Who?
Name
and names.
Her name's Marsha.
Oh.
So one of my college professors was in her office.
Is she an eligible out bachelor?
No, she was in her office writing, as one does, and a drone flew up and peeked in her window. So she took a camera phone and filmed the drone, probably filming her, and then she posted it to Facebook and said, look what I got to deal with.
I love everything about that. Hey, I do got to say, I'm a little stressed.
Okay.
About technology taking over. We're 1 minute away, always, robots. And we were...
Are you more afraid of robots or zombies?
Robots. Are you kidding?
I agree.
Ugh, are you kidding? No, zombies, whatever, I'll die. Robots are going to fucking torture us. They're going to use us as their slaves.
They're going to put something on their arm that
They're
going to
fist us. What are you talking about?
It's a spinning dildo on their wrist and it's going to go in you.
Yeah. Okay, bring on the
robots.
So
you're saying is you're bringing all robots to your brogy?
I would like a brobot.
Oh my! Could you chest bump a brobot?
I would. I think it might be a little.
Remember when I was a brobot for Halloween?
Impactful. Oh my gosh! I was just watching that video,
I don't know why.
It was because somebody was like beep boop womp. What does that mean? Because we talked about it in the podcast. I think maybe. Anyway. Well, it all stems from Corey was a robot 1 year for Halloween, and we got really drunk, and I was drunk enough to draw buttons on your robot chest. And one said beep, one said boop, one said womp. And it was to keep you sober.
Yeah.
So I would push the beep button, and you'd have to know you have to beep. And I would push the womp button. And so throughout the night, I would make sure that you were still with us, I would press your buttons.
And you, girl, you've been pressing my buttons ever since.
Okay, anyway.
Yes, that was a good setup.
So you're welcome. So I would push a button, and what would you say?
I say beep.
And then I push another button, what'd you say?
Well, probably beep, because you were so drunk, you just kept pushing the same
button.
It was
almost kind of like a Simon.
Simon Says.
No, just Simon, the game.
What about
Bop It?
Yeah.
I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys ever seen the video of Corey dressed up as Princess Peach playing Bop It? Just Google it. Just Google Princess Peach Bop It. You'll find it. You're welcome.
I'm fact checking right now. Yeah, you can actually just search Corey Cool Bop It.
Okay, great.
Hot search.
Hey, when's the last time you were hot searched? Hey, have you ever been felt up at an airport? Not necessarily at security.
No.
Like maybe
my brain was thinking of that video of those cops arresting that guy and like touching his dick.
Oh my God. And he had a boner. I almost said renob because I thought we were PG, but no.
Did you say a lot of renob?
I love the word renob. I don't mean to get like sensual about it, but it's my favorite word for any substitute for dick.
Really?
Yeah. Cause it's boner backwards. Renob.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying. I had no idea what it meant.
That's like
when you were in school, did you be like, are you in the Pen 15 club?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's how us gays would identify
each
other.
That was the first grinder, if you think about it. Pen 15
on your
club.
TI-83? Oh no, before it, TI-83.
Girl.
This is like your fucking solar panel calculator.
I like that one. I would like put my finger over the little solar panel to make it turn off.
Oh, I did like that.
I like to conserve a battery.
I like that. Well, there's no battery, you fucking idiot. It's fucking solar powered. You're fucking – that's the whole fucking point.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Hey, did you ever play games on your TI-83 or was this before you were
– A Texas Instrument?
After. Yes.
I did.
Why don't I come out with a line of
– Texas Instruments?
Of calculators.
I remember when you're
– Calculator skins.
I mean – I remember when
you're kids using.
I needed a TI-83 calculator, and I had to get it for like a birthday
They're
present.
They're expensive
because it was
expensive. Fucking expensive.
It's like $100.
If I wanted
calculator.
To be an fucking
Jesus Christ, where is it now? I could probably resell that for $100.
If oh my God, Out Magazine just tagged me in a photo.
I don't love that picture they're using of you.
Okay, thanks. I can't wait to tell you what pictures I don't like of you.
I don't like the picture they're using of me either. That's why I took an updated one on my Instagram.
Anywhoozle.
I really
you know
found
I
my
just
light
saw,
and my angle.
There's a video called Watch Straight Men Touch Another Man's Penis for the First Time. It looks like a BuzzFeed video. BuzzFeed's got to be done soon, right? They're all out of things. They just drank their own pee.
Was that real or was that fake?
Yeah. Okay. So let me bust a nut about this one.
I don't think bust a nut is the phrase.
I think this is the phrase
for.
I'm going for. Or pop a cap, perhaps? So there they were.
Whatever you want to do with that renob.
Okay. BuzzFeed made a video of people drinking their pee for the first time.
I thought
time.
That was like a Tumblr.
As
like,
if
drinking.
They're going to do it again. So.
What do you mean?
I saw it in my subscription feed.
How do you know
the
they're telling
the
truth?
The one time I wish my YouTube subscription
you know
feed would be broken.
It before.
So I see it. I click it because, you know, I'm about to drag them. I'm about to take a screenshot and post it on Tumblr and be like, okay, BuzzFeed, which is what I did. But obviously, I wanted to go to a middle spot where they're drinking, okay? I can't just screenshot nothing. I need to
prove
the screenshot.
That you
yes.
saw it.
I don't even need proof that I saw it. I just need proof that they're drinking it.
Okay.
So I post it on Tumblr. BuzzFeed reblogs it and goes, you're the one that watched half of it. I'm like, I wanted to be like, I only zoomed that much in so I could get evidence of you drinking your own piss. Don't put this on me.
Was it like employees?
Yeah. The things they make their people do.
God. I'm just going to drive over. I know where that building is. I've seen it in LA. I'm just going to drive over there, knock on the door and say, can I taste my own pee?
For a paycheck?
Please.
How much money would it take for you to drink your own pee?
Probably like a nickel.
E.T.
A nickel.
A nickel? I'm just thinking about how E.T. used to make me do that. Ugh. Now back to aliens.
A nickel like as big as like space.
Hey,
space nickel.
I think I heard a Casey Musgraves lyric about people grabbing a nickel while they should be looking for their dimes or something about something. What's that?
Dime Store Cowgirl?
No.
I think. Well,
hey, when's her next album coming out?
She just had one. Let her put out some singles.
What? That was like 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
I'm pretty sure it was last year.
It's been so long, she is no longer on Out Magazine's Most Eligible Bachelors.
Well, I can't believe you're there again this year. Did you get any dates from it last year?
I can't confirm or deny that.
Whoa.
I will say, having looked at the list, I'm like, if y'all knew stories about the gays on this list, someday I'm going to release a tell-all.
Book two?
I guess the first book was kind
Hashtag
of
Hashtag Tyler
tell. The first book was
all.
Tell some. The second book will be tell more.
And the third book will be?
Tell all.
So three books. It's
or
a
I'll
series.
Just tell Paul. Hey, do we know anybody named Paul?
We do. We
I'll
do
just
know
call
Paul.
Him and say, I've got stories.
Aren't you friends with Pauly Shore?
Oh, my God. So there I was.
Didn't I
oh,
see,
this is a story.
Didn't I see Pauly Shore's number in your phone for
yeah.
some reason?
Okay.
Does anyone even know who Pauly Shore is? I mean, I do.
I don't. So I was going to text our friend Paul. So I guess I can confirm we have somebody in our lives named Paul. I was going to text Paul. And I go, what's Paul's last name? And I'm looking at all the Pauls in my address book. There he was, Pauly Shore. I'm like, did I black out meet Pauly Shore and he gave me his number?
Should we call him?
Should we call him? Or is it just somebody a same name?
Someday, one of the podcasts, I'm just going to take your phone and scroll through.
And just call the people you want?
Call any celebrity, like Pauly Shore.
We could call Adam Lambert right now.
Why did you give Pauly Shore your number?
Adam Lambert is number one in this Out Magazine Top Bachelor. Should we call him? We could call Niall, too.
You've got both of their numbers.
I've got every gay on this list's number. Yes. Honey. It's the gay mafia. What do you expect? Any hoozle.
we should see how many of those numbers you have. I mean, I'm on the list and you have my number.
I am going to guess I have...
Kyle Krieger's on the list. You got his number.
Raymond Braun's on the list. I got.
Is Raymond?
I don't have the list pulled up. So I.
Well, shit.
Aaron Rhodes.
I think at this point it's not an interesting listen anymore. You're just bragging.
It's just. I got Alex Newell's. I got Andy Cohen's.
You got Andy Cohen's number.
I got Billy Eichner.
You do not.
I mean, I'm not saying I've hooked up with these people. I'm just saying they're gays know each other. I
just
got Eric Rutherford. I got Eli.
Just another notch in the bedpost.
I do not have Clay Aiken's number.
Well, I do.
Does she?
It's 1-800.
Joey Graceffa?
It's 1-800 dial idols 02 to vote for Clay Aiken. That was funny.
That was funny.
I wish that was like the accurate number. What is
it?
Idol 02.
I think it was, yeah. Hey.
1-8. Remember, these are 1-8-8 numbers, not 1-800 numbers.
Oh my God, Corey, you are giving me flashbacks. Wow.
Do you have
Joey Graceffa's on this, and so is Shane Dawson.
Well, girl, you've just got to catch them all.
I think I have. Which is why I need to go to the doctor. And now that I've said that, none of these gays are going to call me anymore.
Well, I think that's probably the same reason none of them called you last year.
Tim Cook and Tim Gunn and Titus Burgess. Burgess. That's how you say it. I am so ready for the next Kimmy Schmidt. Aren't you?
Yeah. I don't know when it comes out. April, I think.
Hey, did you like that Chelsea Handler?
The little like Netflixy
thing? The four episodes Netflix thing?
I liked like two of them and I didn't like two of the others.
Well that's a 50% is pretty good for a series.
I guess I only can handle 50% of Handler.
I did really like the drug episode.
I did.
So anyway, so if you don't know what it is, Chelsea Handler has a show on Netflix. It's four parts.
It's like a four-episode docuseries, but
each episode she dives into like a subject.
Well, and they all stand alone. You don't need to watch them in any certain order. Mm-hmm. It's drugs, race, marriage, and technology.
Yeah. And TBQH, I don't know if I need a white woman telling me about race. I'm going to start there. But I did like the...
I think she makes that joke in within the first 3 minutes of
the
episode.
Okay, good. So she's self-aware. but I did like the aspect that it's a table party, dinner party sort of situation.
Why don't we just do that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And we just dive into shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Did you see?
We invite over
all... I would rather not dive into shit.
Oh, again?
Again. That's you diving into shit.
That's right after the volcano.
Anyway, I do think it would be fun. Khloe Kardashian has a show... where it's a random assortment of people. Did you see that? Jenna Marbles was
on it. It's
like
a talk show, though, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I want to be a docuseries. I want to get out into the world and do stuff.
Anyway, well, I saw...
That's why we need to get a psychic on the podcast so they can tell us what we need to
do. Well, are there
any
psychics on this Out 100 list? Get a hold.
Tweet me.
If there is, they don't even have to watch this episode. They'll just know that we're talking about them, right?
Well, no. Psychic Nikki didn't know we were talking about her until all the kids tweeted at her.
Yeah.
And all the non-kids, too.
Anyway, what was I just saying?
Oh, I don't know. I can't be in charge of your brain.
We were talking about, you know how on the drug episode, she goes and tries this drug in Peru. And it makes you shit yourself and puke everywhere, but you're enlightened in the process. So I think that's a pretty good trade-off. But Corey and I were talking about, would you do that? Would you go to Peru and try this? What is it called?
It's like ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, yes.
I would do it.
You would.
I don't
You're open to it.
I don't think I would, like, mess my diaper.
Oh, honey. It's not a choice. You just shit everywhere.
I think I'd like to always remain in control of my bowels.
Well, I think that's the goal for everybody. unless
I read your book,
that.
And I don't think that is your
It's my goal. It doesn't mean I'm accomplishing it. Accomplishing it.
Okay. Now you're just being misunderstood. Again. Always.
Oh, me, oh, my.
I guess you're right about robots taking over because I just saw this video about the first robotic kitchen and there's like arms like cooking things for you. Like they come out of your stove.
I do not like that.
Like you could walk by and it could probably tap you on the shoulder.
I just, you know, I'm playing Fallout 4 right now. There's
I didn't know that.
Oh, well.
Wow, you're such a gamer.
I'm not such a gamer. It's a set in the future and your kitchen has you've got a robot in your house and it helps you with things and you know. But you first meet this robot and it's in your kitchen making you breakfast. And I'm like,
is it like
it floats.
The floating robot.
Much like Hope, much like root beer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hope floats. Is that Sandra Bullock?
I don't know. What's Sandra up to?
Congeniality? Her brand is Crisis.
Oh my God. I was just watching Men in Black.
The first one.
And it really keeps up.
It really holds.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's still
so
good.
So what the universe is in that bell around the dog's neck.
I gotta
Spoiler,
say,
shit,
back,
I
back
just
in the day
ruined
when the movie,
this movie for everybody.
When the movie first came out, I don't know if it was that obvious to me that but now that I know that the universe is in that cat's little dingle dangle.
Is it a cat?
It really is pointing at that hint. It's hinting at it the entire movie. And I was like, okay, we get it. It's in the cat's dingle dangle.
So, but it really holds up.
It did hold up. Men in Black 2 was really good. You know, Lady Gaga had a cameo. Or maybe that was Men in Black 3.
Yeah.
Is there a fourth?
I don't know. I stopped watching it.
You know how they did Ghostbusters Women?
Just like all Americans stop watching Will Smith movies.
How many years until we get Women in Black?
Oh.
I guarantee it.
Really?
Yes. Psychic Nikki right here and now.
Oh, my God.
That's me.
You know what? I was thinking psychic because I was thinking about music. Yep. And I was thinking about how Boys to Men and Mariah Carey still have the record for the longest song at number one on the Hot 100.
Sure.
And I was thinking
how many weeks?
16 weeks. And I was thinking about – that's like 4 months. And
that's a long time.
I was thinking how we're due for a Taylor Swift album this year. And I think we're kind of due for an Ed Sheeran album. And I was like
– and a Lady Gaga.
I think Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran could do like a poppy duet – that could break that record.
Okay.
I could see it.
Okay. So you'd put them in your Brorgy.
I would.
Got it.
Them, Shia LaBeouf, Ricky Martin,
okay.
Jason Derulo,
sure.
Adam Levine, yeah. And, I mean, Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift.
Okay. It all makes sense to me. It seems like a good hodgepodge, if you will.
I mean, I do like Hodge, and I do like Podge.
Now, what's your favorite Hodge?
Okay.
Vanessa Hudgens?
No, Vanessa Carlton.
Okay, that's not a... I gotta go. Anyway, we got it.
Downtown.
We truly do gotta go. You guys, if you like this episode, be sure to give it a review on iTunes. We really appreciate it if you do. And subscribe. It would be really cool if you told a friend to subscribe because anybody can jump in anytime. They don't have to go back and catch up. They obviously can. But they can start listening with any episode. So get them to go listen. They're gonna love it. You're gonna love the way
pick
you
out, Maybe pick out a few of your faves.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, check this out. Mm-hmm. They talk about that, mm-hmm. Blowing a dog.
Anyway, okay, so we got, enough of that. Thank you for listening. Corey, where can people find you?
I'm online, Corey Kuhl, on Twitter and Instagram and pretty much everywhere. That's K-O-R-E-Y-K-U-H-L.
And I'm Tyler Oakley. And if you like me and Corey, Corey and I, you can tune into CBS every Friday at 8 p.m. You're going to watch us on The Amazing, Amazing Race. I don't know what's happening currently, but drama, probably.
No spoilers here.
No spoilers here, but be sure to watch and tune in and let us know what you think. Tweet along with each episode. But we got to go. Love you.
Bye.
Later. Bye.